This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 61, three reasons why spelling matters on the IELTS. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, we're going to talk about why spelling is important, where it's important, and how you can be a better speller. If you're taking the IELTS exam but you don't know where to start, we'll give you the 7 easy steps to get a 7 or higher. Follow our steps and you will be on your way to the score you need. You can get this free IELTS cheat sheet right now at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Go and grab it now. Hey, Jessica, how's it going? How are you doing today in Portland?
Pretty good. Yeah, it's fantastic. And I can see the sun. So that's always exciting.
That is always exciting because sometimes it gets a little cloudy in Portland, right? So the sun is a good thing.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous outside. I have new orange irises blooming in my yard, which are beautiful.
Wow, that sounds really cool. That sounds so cool. That's awesome. Well, I guess, you know, our listeners could prepare for IELTS outdoors. That could be a good way to take in the sun, you know, while they're focusing on the IELTS exam.
Why not? You can speak and write and read and listen anywhere.
Anywhere.
So, yeah.
Exactly. We don't have to stay holed up in our rooms, right? We can go out there and enjoy life. But yeah, that's...
Oh, and the course we designed, that's mobile ready, right?
Yes, it is mobile ready.
You can just have that on your phone and just go anywhere and study.
Good point. Our course is totally mobile. So just so you guys know, you don't have to be in your room when you study for IELTS.
All right. Cool. So there was like a really specific question this week, right?
We had a really specific question and we're going to take a crack at it here. So Jessica, some of our listeners asked about spelling, but more specifically, when it comes to the listening test, the recorder, right? The recording that we listen to, sometimes they will spell out surnames, right? Which are the same as last names, right, Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that happens a lot in the first section of the listening test. If it's like note completion, it'll give you the first name and then there'll be a line. And then, so the answer, you have to listen and write down the person's last name or surname.
Ooh.
Yeah, but guys, this is not something you have to worry about because if IELTS gives you a name for an answer that is not a normal name, like Smith or Johnson, like you guys should know how to spell those names, okay? IELTS will expect you to know how to spell something like that because it's common. But if they give you a name that's not so common, they will spell it out. Like it's not fast. Section one, they speak a little more slowly than the rest of the test. So section one's easy. It'll be the pace like, E, L, I, like it will be that slow. It's not fast. So don't worry about those questions. If it's an unfamiliar name or unfamiliar word, IELTS will spell it out for you. Okay,
yeah. That's the first one. And this seems to go back to kind of the panic that might come in for some of our listeners when it comes to the listening test, where we feel like if we've missed the letter before, you know, we're always trying to catch up, right?
Yeah. So I think they're worried about the timing, and that just comes down to knowing the test, knowing how much time you are allowed to look at the questions, to listen, to check your answers. IELTS plans everything really well, you guys. So just listen to the person on the CD and do exactly what she or he says. Don't worry. IELTS controls the time. You don't have to worry about the time on the listening, okay? They will say, you now have some time to look at questions 1 to 3. And, you know, so don't worry about it. You're going to have time to check your answers also. So I think the overall worry here, just spelling, being a bad speller, because in order to get the answers correct on the listening and the reading, you do have to spell the words right. If it's the right answer, but it's spelled wrong, it's wrong, you know?
Oh, that's so, such a shame.
Yeah, I know. I've always thought so too. Like, it's not fair.
It's not fair.
Just a listening test. It's also a spelling test. Yeah.
Spelling test. So how can we improve our spelling in general? What do you think, Jessica? I mean, what's the key to improving that spelling?
My first response is always to read. You know, that's the best thing I can think of to do, honestly. And you know, in all honesty, I am not the best speller.
Really? My spelling, I'm surprised, because you read a lot, right? Yeah.
I know. But I don't know. It's a little detail that wasn't important to me. But I mean, it's of course it is important. I'm really good at spelling. Just there's a couple words I don't remember sometimes. So that's fine.
Okay.
But on the listening and the reading, guys, you draw the words directly from the passage. So you just copy, you know, that's fine. You don't have to worry about that. But for listening, you're never going to have to spell an answer that's like a super weird word. Okay. Any answers that IELTS expects you to write down are going to be familiar words. If you have an intermediate level vocabulary, you're going to be familiar with these words. As long as you're reading, you're gonna be able to spell anything IELTS gives you on the listening test.
If you are serious about passing your IELTS exam and getting the 7 you need to know the steps to follow while you prepare. Guys, we've prepared a free IELTS cheat sheet that gives you 7 easy steps that you need to follow to get the score you need to get that 7. Go and get it for free now and download it immediately. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN, enter your email, and you'll get your free cheat sheet now. Yeah, so it sounds like developing kind of this habit of reading, you know, that's something that we've been talking about lately, developing a reading culture around us and making it part of our daily plan, our daily life is so important for the IELTS exam.
Yeah, exactly. For so many reasons, it gives you, you know, I won't go into it again because I know we just talked about it, but, it gives you ideas for speaking and writing. It improves your grammar. It improves your vocabulary. But more specifically on the spelling point, you know, the more you see a word spelled correctly, the better you will remember it. You know, that's the definition of practice, right? Just keep seeing it, keep putting it in your head. That's yet another reason to read a wide variety of articles in the newspaper, because you get vocabulary for a bunch of different topics.
Yeah. And one thing that I have always done, I don't know, do you do this, Jessica? When you learn a new language, when you speak, do you actually envision the word in your mind? Do you see the word spelled out in your mind while you're speaking?
That's a good question. I never thought about that. I think maybe at first I did, but then as I moved away from worrying about the grammar and stuff like that, and I would try to use words that I just heard, and so I didn't think about spelling them. I just thought about saying them correctly. So I think in the early stages, I probably envisioned the word and a translation in English, right? But later on, not so much. It's more like a picture, maybe, associated with
the word. It's more like a picture, right? Because you're thinking so fast and speaking so fast that it's hard to keep up. But that is one technique that I think our listeners might be able to use if you guys want to find another way, in addition to reading, to really reinforce that spelling. See if you can try this, experiment with it, envision the words in your mind as you're speaking, and see if that reinforces your spelling skills. It's a good experiment worth trying, I think.
Totally. I really love that idea. I think another activity you might try is choose like a paragraph or a passage, you know, of something, like one short article, one page from a novel. And as you read, read with your finger as well. So like read out loud and point to each word as you say it, just to try and focus your mind on each specific word, how it sounds, how it's spelled. And I think this also would help to cement it, you know, like really make it stick in your head correctly.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. Did you have spelling tests in school when you were a kid? Did your school do spelling tests?
Oh my gosh, of course.
Spelling tests, spelling bees. Oh man.
I never did a spelling bee because those are the, you know, those are like the huge words like antipathy. I don't know. There's always like words that you don't know or something. So yeah, but you know, I was always a really good student and you get a list of 10 words, you know what words are on the test and you memorize them and that, yeah. So like I was always fine on the spelling test, but I think it's just these like big words that I'll hear on a podcast or in a movie or something. And then I really want to use it in my writing, but I've never written it before. Yeah. And it's those type of words that I always spell wrong because I'm spelling it how I heard it and not how, you know, you're actually supposed to spell it. So that could be tough. Yeah.
Yeah. This is important because I think this is something that some listeners or just general IELTS test takers might skip over and they might not think about it. But guys, remember, as Jessica said, if your answer is spelled incorrectly, it's wrong. So, you know, take another look at spelling and put that into your preparation.
And for the writing test also, I mean, if you spell too many words wrong, it could knock down your vocabulary score. It's impossible to get a 7 if you have, you know, 3 or 4 words that are spelled wrong and you repeat that mistake. So, for writing, spelling is really important. Oh, and as I'm thinking about it, this is another reason, guys, to not take big risks on the test. Okay. As I just said, if I'm trying to write a new word that I've never tried to write down before, I usually spell it wrong, and I'm pretty sure you guys will too. Yeah. So when you do get to the test, don't take big risks. Only use words that you're sure of.
Right. So the time to take risks is during your preparation, right, Jessica? When you're working with an expert or when you're preparing on your own for the test, not during the test.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So that's something I've heard tutors give bad advice on, you know, to students. So yeah, the time before the test, when you have a native speaker to give you feedback, that's when you ask about new words. You use synonyms that you find online. You really experiment, really reach out there, challenge yourself. But, and that's how you learn to use them correctly. And then on the test, you can. But yeah.
I like it. Super important topic. I'm glad we covered this because we haven't covered it yet on the IELTS Energy podcast. So thanks for talking about spelling today, Jessica. This has been good.
Sure. My pleasure.
All right. Have a good day, Lindsay. Yeah. Have a good one. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.